Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA here on the iHeartRadio Network. Before we get started with some nonstop music, it's a music marathon, along with some encouraging words and some encouraging thoughts, we just want to first off remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me here at the iHeartRadio studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow us for free. That's right. And also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, you can search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You know what? A lot of us need a miracle on a Wednesday. It's midweek. It's getting here. Uplifting Wednesdays with CA.
Y'all ready? Conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, why? I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true because I'm feeling it. I don't need no one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life. Time.
lose my way, more doubt than faith. But every time I'm in the fight, your love keeps pulling me back, it's magnetic. I push away, but I can't escape. Your love keeps pulling me back, it's magnetic. It's unconditional. Even when I try to go my own way, even when my heart is in the wrong place, you bring it back around like a boomerang, just like a boomerang. Cause every time I'm in the fight, your love keeps pulling me back, it's magnetic. I'm pursuing, but I can't escape. Your love keeps pulling me back.
Don't you feel that magnetic? That's right, that is from the new song by Newsboys. Here on Uplifting Wednesdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, today is August the 11th, 2021. You know what? Sorry about that. We had computer glitch trouble there, so we had a little bit of a partial double dose of magnetic. All right, well, you're probably drinking your coffee as you ponder and think, okay, well, it's Wednesday. I'm almost getting there. You've been working hard, right? You've been going through situations in your life to where you're thinking, God, why in the world did my Monday not go good? Why did my Tuesday not really go all that hot? Satan's been riding my back, but yet you woke up this morning feeling good, knowing that God is going to give you favor in your life, and great and wonderful things are going to happen in your life, and the mountains are going to move. You know why? Because we should always remember on Uplifting Wednesdays with CA that you are a child of God and a child of love. Happy Wednesday!
Satisfy my soul. to what you think is much, but I already do to him. While people keep searching for answers, looking for a light in the dark, yeah, I'm standing with the answer, 'cause he is living in my heart and cries, I can do all things in Christ, I mount up on eagle's wings in Christ, I wait for a great reward that I have in store in Christ.
Right, everything you do is in Christ, and that is Big Daddy Weave. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA on the iHeartRadio Network, your on-air personality. You know, I had someone ask me yesterday. They said, CA, you just don't understand how bad we have it. Well, I do understand. And there's some people that are doing still good, even during the pandemic times. But there's people that are still struggling and have been able to kind of dig themselves out. And it's been hard, and sometimes it is hard. But you know what? One thing you got to remember, help is on the way, as Toby Mac reminds us.
Midnight or midday, never early, never late, he gonna stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to say.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain, feel so alone, feel so afraid, I heard you pray. In Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, but never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say. Help is on the way. Round in the corner. Help is on the way. Coming for ya. Help is on the way. Yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to say. Help is on the way. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's years. Some face a lifetime of volunteers. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. Enough
life to say, help us on the way.
Well, I've seen my share of troubles, but the Lord ain't failed me yet. So I'm holding on to the promise, y'all, that he's rolling up his sleeves again. Said I've seen my share of troubles, but the Lord ain't failed me yet.
In your name, I'm so ashamed. I don't have the words to say. killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. We say that we're one, but we're broken up by anything that can divide. Our color is skin, the clothes we're in, that valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up.
Amen. There you go, T-Mac. I'm sorry. You know, and we should be sorry, you know, because we are imperfect people. And but we're human beings, and we're going to make mistakes. But when your light is shining, even in discouraging times, okay, let me take a little time out here to say this. On Uplifting Wednesdays, we are here to uplift you. We want to take that negativeness that's been inside of you, and maybe people have thrown darts at you, or as the old saying goes, they throw so many darts at you, you drink water, and it just all comes out. You're a better person than that. You always remember that because you are a child of God. And I'm telling you, He is going to put favor, poor favor, out on you because He knows your beginning, your end. He is the Alpha and the Omega, as I have talked about. As we studied in the book of Revelations, you know, the beginning and the end. And friends, I'm telling you, there's going to be times that we're going to be down and we're going to be low. And there's going to be other brothers and sisters in Christ that's going to come along your life. You know, and I look at it this way. It's like being planted, you know, like planting a plant or and letting it grow. And then God implants it. You know, sometimes I remember back in the day, I'll just give you an example, some kind of vegetable that my grandfather and my dad back in the day when they did planting, you know, a garden. And sometimes my grandfather or my dad would actually say, okay, son, we're going to dig this out and we're going to unplant it and we're going to plant it somewhere else. Well, that's what he's doing in your life. Whether it's a relationship, maybe you've had a bad rap in that. Let me tell you, God's got favor on you. In his timing, now remember, in his timing, things are going to turn around. Or it may be your marriage you're having some difficulties on right now. Let me tell you, you give it to God, he's got it all the way. He does. Kind of like that hamburger order. I want it all the way. Maybe your job situation. Maybe you lost your job and you're frustrated because you can't find something. Let me tell you something. God's going to help you through that, okay? Or maybe you're just down and out and just this COVID stuff just knocked you down. Let me tell you something. He's going to uplift you and he's going to get you where you need to go. And he's going to take you places that you've never been. All the seasoned ingredients of all of this is trust and believe and have faith and have prayer time. I'm going to close out with the song, one of my favorites and everybody else's favorites. He is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Take it away, Michael W. Smith. Sunday. I'm sorry, not Sunday morning praise. Uplifting Wednesdays. I'm losing my mind today. Amen. Thank you so much, friends, for listening to Uplifting Wednesdays here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio on a Wednesday. I want you guys to have a great day. I want you to be blessed and know that God's got you, okay? Let's say a quick prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. You know our needs, dear Jesus. Oh, we pray that everybody gets uplifted today as we get marching on in a couple more days to the weekend. For we love you in Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Also want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot. This is CA fixing to leave Face Studio 1 at the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.